Tomorrow, mostly outside of an isolated pop-up shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon. Increasing clouds, too, but overnight, fair skies, low 60s. Tomorrow afternoon to the upper 70s to near 80. Tomorrow evening, mostly dry till late evening and overnight, where round or two of the storms or shower could come about. Some of that could be strong to severe through early Thursday. Early morning temperatures, Thursday 60s. Thursday afternoon, scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Clouds to partly cloudy, 70s to 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, we're back live. Feels like it's been like a month since we've been on the air, but got everything taken care of that needed to be taken care of in the last week, and unfortunately, Mike's still not with us because, again, he's in Lake Charles doing what he does on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and so it's been a nice little vacation off. I can't say that my time off was done relaxing, but
your time off wasn't time off.
No, I was moving every night last week.
I got some listeners maybe to help out.
I know. I should have done that.
Yeah.
It could have been some type of promotion where you get to carry boxes from one house, two blocks from where I live now.
At least it's not bar, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I even did that.
That's how you sucker them in. You're like, hey, I'm literally just two blocks the other way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
There was actually a couple nights when my wife was working, I went, walked over and filled up bags and walked two blocks. That's how much I wanted to get it
done
with.
Yeah, wanted to get it done with, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to move anytime soon. We got a nice place, so we really love it, and I think we should just stick with it for a while.
Yeah.
But the big news while we were off was, and maybe it's a day late, dollar short, but Marshawn Lattimore and his incident in Cleveland, and truthfully, I think this is a case of stupidity.
Yeah, you made a bad choice. Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you that are unaware of it, he was arrested on possession of a stolen gun. which he, I believe they were charging him with a felony four, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was a felony. He said a felony offense. I'm just not sure how it, what in the breaks down to which.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things you can't pull the line. Well, I didn't know it was stolen. You know,
Well, you're already taking something that wasn't yours to begin right. with. So,
yeah, and I think the people that he was with were not exactly stand-up individuals as well.
Yeah,
and that's where it looks really, really bad. So, you know, here's kind of where I'm thinking with it. He could maybe get it to be a first-degree misdemeanor under Ohio law, which still, that has a maximum possible jail sentence of 100 days and a fine of $1,000, which to me is irrelevant. If you're spending 180 days in jail,
right?
$1,000 is nothing.
Yeah, you might as well, yeah, just maybe hit him hard because he's got the pocket change for it and just be like, look, don't come back to Cleveland.
Right.
It might be one of those things.
But here's the other thing: if he is convicted of a fourth degree felony, that has a maximum possible punishment of 18 months and a minimum fine of $5,000. But where it really gets awful is the fact that it has a minimum sentence of 6 months in jail. So really important that he gets charged with a misdemeanor.
Right. I guess if you're a Saints fan or just if you're thinking through the eyes of a lay, he's a public figure, celebrity, he's an athlete, professional athlete, he's probably going to get a slap on the wrist to some extent. But it's also like maybe like, hey, tell us a little bit more about these guys you were hanging out with that night. Maybe what they're up to or what do you know about them? That could maybe be his saving grace.
Yeah. And truthfully, I look forward to... I wouldn't be surprised if his lawyer would probably plea bargain it down.
Beat out, yeah. You haven't heard much since the news broke.
So, you know, the big thing is the NFL going to punish him? Maybe. You know, I don't know. Probably. It just depends.
It's weird with some of that stuff, unless there's maybe like a public outcry or something like on Twitter, something like where it goes viral. Or maybe they're just like, hey, that's not part of the image we want our players to have.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Which, you know, it definitely falls underneath the personal conduct bylaws that they have. But there again, just like you said, how quick has this disappeared?
Right. Yeah. Like, because it was when it came out, and it's kind of like even in local media, it was just here in the city, it's like, that was it. Like, and that's all. That's probably because, like, I guess nothing's happening. So it may be like a no news is good news kind of situation. But also, I think it's funny how we're saying you mentioned the league. Like, when stuff like that happens, you don't hear about, like, the Players Association on a person being like, hey, you shouldn't have done that. Where it's like, oh, you're out of the Players Association. Or maybe they, those people, they don't find them or they, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bad part is that, you know, he is, there has been ongoing contract negotiations with the Saints, which probably will.
Probably going to halt it. Yeah, it's going to be on a hard pause.
However, you know, I don't really look forward to change much, unless he does get charged with the felony and has to do 6 months in jail. I just don't see it. And, you know, again, it just goes back to make good decisions.
Right. I think that might be the thing where it's like, hey, maybe get your personal life in order. Yeah. You might get a new social circle because this one apparently sucks.
Yeah.
And mainly also working for him is... he is a professional athlete, but also it's like this is his only offense. This is the only thing that he has against him. There's no priors of anything else.
And that's why I could see there being some leniency and him getting charged with a misdemeanor as opposed to a felony. He doesn't have a history of being, being a bad guy and doing things that are stupid. I mean, this I really just think is stupid. You know,
right? You were already going to go. You were taking a gun that wasn't yours.
Right.
And then to find out that whoever you took it from or wherever you took it, wherever it came from, it wasn't that person's either.
Right. Just dumb all the way around. And I don't know. It does make me think about Coach Payton. And, you know, he doesn't care for this kind of stuff. You know, he's going to land in the doghouse for this?
Yeah, probably. Just like, I guess, like, where that person, like Peyton, could come like off as a parent, and the same thing is like what were you thinking? Like the disconnect there, where it's like I don't know who he took it from. Was it like a buddy of his, and it was like as a joke, or like, oh, we're gonna just take your gun, or which I doubt that was the case, but it's just right. just a real like lapse in judgment.
Absolutely. And that's putting it nicely.
What were you thinking? And it's like, oh, wait, you weren't. So yeah. What's going on?
Well, he did waive his preliminary hearing, and the case is now going to be sent to the grand jury. So, we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully, this gets taken care of before the season starts, and he doesn't have to do any jail time over it, and we can move on because we can't afford to lose him.
I think Peyton did speak out saying like, "Hey, cornerback is a need." It's like, hey, but then again, how often do we always pick a cornerback in the draft? I think we've always taken one,
mm-hmm.
if not pretty high. But when we're up, it's like we always take one. But mm-hmm. for him to emphasize that I don't know if that's just him saying that to put Lattimore on his toes or
Well, I'm sure have you been inside the training facility and inside the locker room?
I have not. I've been in the facility. It's been a minute.
But they have a sign as you go out the door where the players' entrance and exit is, and it says, what's it say? It says something along the lines of don't listen to the noise, make good decisions type of a thing that's painted on the wall as you leave the building.
Yeah, both things should apply. Yeah, both. Yeah, the full statement. Yeah. Got that last part. Make good decisions.
So, yep, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about a big trade yesterday with the Jets and the Panthers, and old Teddy B might be on the move again. So, who knows? We'll be back with more after this.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 AM, Friday from 5 to 6.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Don't forget to head on over there, check out all the new content that we have, including our not-for-profit status, the 75 for 75 campaign that we are currently doing, and how you can get involved. And there will be some good stuff coming real soon within the next week or so. There's going to be an online auction that we're going to be starting on April 15th. It's going to go all the way through May 2nd. And I've seen what's going to be on there, and there's some pretty good stuff. There's some really cool trips. There's Saints merchandise, memorabilia, LSU memorabilia, all kinds of cool stuff. And that'll be starting on April 15th. And we're actually going to end the online auction with a radio-a-thon on the weekend of May 1st and May 2nd. So, again, you can get all the information by heading over to WGSO.com. And also, you can see how you can get involved in everything. So, there you go. There's the info. So, the big news out of the NFL yesterday was that after 3 years in New York with the Jets, Sam Darnold, he gets shipped to Carolina and leaves poor Teddy Bridgewater kind of the
high and dry again.
Yeah. And you know, like we were saying at the break, is that the thing that's really unfortunate is this trade comes so late in the quote-unquote free agency market that it's going to be tough for Teddy to get a starting gig somewhere.
So would he be on the roster then for in Carolina?
Yeah,
you're probably going to have to pay Darnold a good bit of money. He's probably going to want a good bit. I mean, how much is he worth?
Yeah.
I feel like Roethlisberger money? Because he's always one of the guys that has a low end. He wasn't making a lot like Rodgers or Brady or Breeze.
No. I mean, it depends. With him, it's tough to say because his biggest problem, I mean, he doesn't have a very high completion percentage. It's under 60%. He also has thrown a lot of interceptions. But granted,
that's not his fault. Yeah, right. If a ball's tipped or it's like your buddy loses it.
A very good offensive line.
Just don't have a good team around you. Yeah. It's just, I mean, I think that's where the thing of it's like, and I think what we're finding out is more about with this trade, especially last year up to now, about Sam Darnold. Like, hey, he's a consummate professional. He wasn't like some of the other guys that go to the Jets and be like, and like blatantly, hey, I want out. He's like, hey, they're a great organization. They took me in. They picked me high. They saw something in me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we're finding. Like, he was a good guy. I think he still would participate in a lot of local charities in the area up there in New York. So I think maybe that might be something that Carolina saw. And they got that new GM there, too, where he's not afraid to pull the trigger. And it's just kind of like, because you are seeing some of these places, these franchises, where it's like, you can win right now. Mm-hmm. And I know, being outside, they trimmed the fat there in North Carolina, in Charlotte. So, I mean, yeah, you got, what's the running back? McCaffrey. And that's really kind of about it.
Yeah.
So they're still rebuilding, but I guess the thing of it's like, hey, can I get my quarterback? Then let's build around him, maybe. Because it's like, if so, it's like, hey, are you maybe that much better? If you're Sam Darnold, you're going to be that much better in Carolina than you were in New York.
Probably for him. I think it's a more of a win for Darnold than it is for Carolina. I think really this is just, it's an incremental upgrade.
Yeah, lateral. Maybe not even a lateral move. But
yeah, it's not much, and they didn't give up much either.
Yeah, because Carolina's not a dumpster fire.
No,
they're clearly rebuilding. They got one of the hottest college coaches with Matt Rhule.
They got Joe Brady.
Joe Brady. Yeah, people haven't mentioned that. I totally forgot Joe Brady. Their GM isn't shy. He likes to make big moves. So
and he's got Robbie Anderson is there, so he has a familiar face to throw to. Christian McCaffrey can take a lot of pressure off of him.
Right, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey alone could could bump up his passing percentage over 60%.
Christian McCaffrey, he's essentially a receiver, just kind of like Kamara. His receiver just lines up behind you.
Yep.
Yeah, just lines up in the backfield.
And it's a good fail-safe for him, and when the pressure does come, he can dump it off.
Yeah, sounds like you got two pieces already going there. So, I mean,
I don't want to say it's a tremendous upgraded offensive line, but it's better.
He's probably going to sit there and be like, anything. Like, thank God. Yeah.
So, you know, and the Panthers gave up a second and fourth round pick in 2022.
And then a sixth round. So not much, yeah. Because that's their, I guess that everyone's always like, well, what's the market for them? Like, what, are you going to give up a first rounder or something? And it's like, well, no. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't think Carolina apparently didn't have too much to give up, mm-hmm. or at least worth giving up. And the thing, right. I guess, is like, hey, it's easy. We have this guy that everyone apparently thinks is pretty good. And he just haven't had a chance to prove himself. So, hey, how about he can prove himself with us, mm-hmm. and we can get him on the cheap. And hopefully, well, they're still on the – who knows on the cheap, because, again, they still got to pay Teddy B at least for two more years, $30 million the next
and
2 years.
And they did pick up Darnold's fifth-year option, too, his rookie fifth-year option. So,
okay.
I mean, they're getting him on the cheap.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not – and, again, he's going to have to prove it this year. But then when you go into that fifth year – is he going to want to hold out to try to get more money? It really just depends on how good he plays this year.
Yeah, it's like let's say if they're even a 500 team next year, he would be like, hey, I came in. I was the guy. He can sit there and be like, it was me. Y'all mm-hmm. got me, and look how better we are.
Right.
How better like we are now. So it's like he can sit there and like, is that enough to give him that big money?
Yeah.
Or at least a long-term deal. Maybe.
Right. And then Teddy B, like I said, you know, he didn't play bad, but he wasn't outstanding last year. But again, the only place that really I can think of that he could go right now, but even then it's going to be a competition for a starting job, is going to be Denver.
Really? You think you would still have to compete in Denver?
Yeah. I think so, because they're still big on Drew Lock, and I don't know why, but they are.
Maybe his girlfriend, but that's about it.
Well, and then the other thing was that apparently Carolina was hot and heavy trying to get Deshaun Watson also. And now that
I thought that, yeah,
that's just completely went even farther. Now it's up to 22 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, add another person every day.
Yeah.
Because two now are suing. They're mm-hmm. actually suing, so now they can kind of learn more about this and see who these accused. We learn more about the accused.
Right.
The accusers, excuse me.
But it's just unfortunate for Bridgewater. You know, we all have a special place in our hearts for him here, and I feel like he kind of, you know,
just some bad luck. I mean,
yeah,
just,
that's
like,
a raw
what
deal.
Happened over there in Minnesota. I mean, I bet you in Minnesota they would take him. I bet you. I know Kirk Cousins.
I would take him over Kirk Cousins all day, all day.
And he's cheaper, much cheaper too.
Yeah, I would definitely take Teddy B over Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the most overpaid quarterback, I think, in the NFL.
Good for him.
I mean, he's well, you know, it's like
the only other one is also another fan favorite, Chase Daniel.
Chase Daniel's had a lot of money.
His career salary, he's up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, Kirk Cousins makes way too much. So I don't know.
He gets to keep all of it too because he's a resident in Michigan. They have the same thing. Yeah, some little legalese there where it's like if you're a resident, Michigan resident, you get the same income taxes there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, good for him. All right, well, let's take a break. We're going to talk some baseball and, of course, the All-Star game getting moved and some other news and notes with baseball. So stick around. We're going to get some news. We'll be back.
Just like the curse, just like the stray. Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio, WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step. but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Office for Civil Rights has opened an investigation to examine if LSU is in compliance with Title IX requirements. This is after extensive media coverage of the university. The U.S. Department of Justice referred the allegations to the Office for Civil Rights to investigate. They will examine complaints from the 2018 to 2019 academic year to the present. LSU's Associate Athletic Director of Football Recruiting, Sharon Lewis, tells the USA Today she will file several lawsuits against the school claiming she was mistreated for trying to stop sexual harassment. Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins says the allegations are explosive, including the details of an argument Lewis had with former football coach Les Miles.
If she was a coach and he didn't do what he said, he'd punch her in her MFing face. And she said, I guess that you'll just have to punch me in my MFing face.
Lewis says the argument was over Miles' alleged desire to have blonde women or light-skinned black women on the recruiting staff that he considered prettier. LRN.
Hello, can I help you, y'all?
Hi, we're the Doubler Twins, and we do everything in doubles. Everything in doubles.
Really?
Yep, double the outfit. Our outfits look alike. Double the hair. Our ponytails are exactly the same. We even have matching parrots. Matching parrots to boot.
Double doubler. Double doubler.
So, what do you have that doubles? Anything that doubles?
How about Cash Double Doubler, the new $10 game from the lottery? You could win up to 20 times. You could both even win up to $200,000.
Cash Double Doubler? I like the sound of that. Love the sound of that.
Double your fun and play Cash Double Doubler from the lottery. Win up to 20 times. Win up to $200,000.
Great. This is just what we were looking for. Bye. This is just what we were looking for.
I guess not everything is double.
Bye.
Pick up Cash Double Doubler today. Win up to $200,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
WGSO, from the Bucarest
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. I guess the big news of the weekend or the last week was that the that Major League Baseball pulled out of Atlanta for the All-Star game this summer, and it was announced today that they're going to be moving it to Colorado, to Denver. And it's not, to me, it wasn't really much of a surprise. We dealt with something similar to that a couple years ago with the NBA All-Star game, where there was some issues with North Carolina.
Their bathroom laws regarding transgender people.
Yep. And so, you know, we benefited from that and the NBA coming here. But, you know, with everything that's happened over the last year, it's not really surprising with, you know, whenever you're having voter suppression laws and things like that. And trust me, this isn't an open invitation to talk politics.
Not on this show.
But
hey, baseball is woke. They're hip now, right?
Yeah.
They're in it. They're
right. I mean, you know, they're trying to change rules and everything else. But I guess Colorado actually had been trying to get an All-Star game. They haven't had one since 1998, and they've been trying to get one. Wow. So they had all the infrastructure put in place already. So I guess that's why it made sense for them to be the landing spot for it. But you know, it is what it is, and you know, I just, again, not trying to get political about it, but, you know, you can't have the same mentality that you did 20, 30 years
and
ago.
And then, yeah, you got to kind of evolve. And
right.
Then the incident again, of course, in Texas, the Rangers game,
the
governor of Texas said, hey, I'm going to come throw out the first pitch. Mm. No shows him or doesn't come. Yeah, because of that. And I thought it was also weird, too, that Atlanta spoke out against it, like the organization. Maybe I don't think that's what their players think, or at least the majority of their players think.
Right.
But
well, that's a ton of money that they're losing.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I could see where they would be upset, but yeah, it is a little surprising because you know you're gonna make quite a few people on that team upset, and you know. I don't know. You know, I don't have an issue with it.
Right. I don't. I mean, well, you know, New Orleans, you know, we have a, soft spot for the city of Atlanta or just Atlanta in general.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's that. You know, I'm not upset that they don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, and Colorado, it's an all right ballpark. The home run derby will be great there.
Yeah. The people say it'll be inflated. It's not fair. All kinds of foolishness like that because the air is thin.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's something too. Now that Arenado's a Cardinal. Like, obviously, I watch a lot more of his interviews and things like that. And the thing,
he'll be in the home run derby. Go back home. Go back to Colorado and just show everyone up.
I hate it when Cardinal players participate in the home run derby because it messes their swing up for weeks after.
Yeah,
the derby.
Anyway, they all say that too. It's like, no, I'm tired. Like that was fun, but it's like it's a lot of work. They don't think it's just like, oh, it's easy.
No,
you saw what happened to Tatis last night.
Yeah,
that looked awful.
Yeah, and apparently it was kind of the equivalent of a dislocation of your shoulder. So I don't know how long he's going to be out. They're supposed to reevaluate him today. But
I haven't heard anything.
There was some other injuries too. Actually, I got it right here. There was quite a few yesterday. Cody Bellinger and Chris Taylor, both of the Dodgers.
His didn't look that bad. Bellinger's. I saw that. I was like, seriously, dude? Because it was like so delayed after because he tried to beat the throw, and he didn't. He's pointing, and then after it's like, I guess it was like after he got called out, it's like, oh, ow, oh, ow.
Yeah. let's see. Taylor left the game in third inning. He was diagnosed with a left elbow contusion. The x-rays were negative on him. And Cody Bellinger collided with the A's pitcher when he was trying to get to first base.
It didn't look like that bad of a collision. It wasn't like these guys, you know, hit heads or bumped heads.
No,
or
I'm watching
like
it right now.
Yeah.
Well, it really doesn't.
You're just kind of like, okay, might have hurt, but nothing where you think they'd be out. But it, you know, if you're a Dodgers fan, you're like, okay, at least it's early. I'll see you after the All-Star break or something, maybe.
Well, you know, and it really didn't look that bad. But then again, like I think back to, that was probably 2002 or 2003 when Scott Rolen collided with, I think it was the the third baseman for the Diamondbacks, and it didn't look very bad at all, and he was never the same ever again.
Yeah, collisions, I think maybe you're just going to get spooked. You feel like you get happy feet, or you feel like you're seeing ghosts, and it really messes with your mind.
His was a separated shoulder, and being a third baseman, I mean, he was.
Nervous to try to just like, oh, I got to beat the runner, and it's like you can't get the ball there fast enough in your brain.
Yeah, well, and then a lot of it too, like whenever he came back, and I remember 2006 when the Cardinals won the World Series, that him and it really stemmed from that injury that Tony La Russa didn't really. He still believed that he had nagging injuries from it and wasn't playing him as much as Roland wanted to be played. Mm-hmm. And it made their relationship completely sour to the point where that's why Roland ended up being, I think he was traded to Toronto, and then he ended up with Cincinnati. But, yeah, I mean, even though it didn't look like much, and Bellinger didn't look like much, but, yeah. You know, I guess at the same time, that's one of your best players, and you got to be cautious with it.
Mm-hmm.
The big one though is Tatis, because he looked like he was in a heck of a lot.
Yeah,
of pain.
It looked like it hurt from the just like, oh my god, yeah, he must have had some power, and you just like,
yep.
Don't know your own strength, and boom.
And I, you know, and he's a player. I would say that he's my. I would say he's probably my favorite non-Cardinal. I think the dude plays. He plays the game with a lot of enthusiasm and fun, and he's a heck of a ball player on both sides of the ball. And it's a shame. I think he's really good for baseball. And then Tim Anderson, all-star for the White Sox. Let's see. He's not expected to play for their whole three-game series with Seattle. And
I'm sure they'll be fine.
I'm sure he will be, too.
I was watching a little bit of that one last night. It was like, I don't know why I haven't. That's why, because the basketball game sucked. The NCAA, the Final Four championship game was awful. So I'm like, let me just put something else on. It wasn't that much better, but I'm just like, let's just have something else on.
Let's see. Who else did they got? Oh, Michael Brantley with the Astros. He got hit on the right wrist in the second inning, but they're hoping he'll be back tonight. And how about they're playing the Angels? And how about Ohtani, the pitcher for the Angels? Did you see what he did on Sunday night?
Oh my God! Yeah, it feels like people forgot about him because he went away. Because I think he had Tommy John.
He had Tommy.
But everyone was like, "Oh, is he worth it?" It's like, no, that guy's the real deal.
Yeah,
I think he lived like I think he came in right away and kind of impressed me at least. But like after that, people were like, "Well, we'll see," because like the idea was like, "Well, he doesn't play every night." I'm like, "Okay," but not everyone who does play every night is pitching and hitting.
Yeah, and I think he was the first player in Major League Baseball history to throw a pitch over 100 miles an hour and then hit one, have an exit velocity of, like, I think it was like 115 or so. It was It was a 460
They said it was
shot.
A moonball. Like, you heard that the crack of that bat was just, yeah.
And he's not a big guy, but, you know, it's all bat speed. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, he crushed it. And it was the first pitch swinging. He took care of it. But that's exciting, and it's cool to see stuff like that. You know, those are the type of things that baseball wants to bring people more eyes to the product.
I think you got
to
get
that kind of stuff.
Clubs got to find guys like that. That because he like not everyone. I mean, he's gonna make bank. But I mean, the thing is, like, how many people do you know that can be in your pitching rotation and also contribute, like really contribute. In your lineup,
right?
In the batter's box.
And there's only been a couple that have
Babe Ruth short being one. Yeah, because that's everyone kind of. I think that's what everyone really compared him to in that regards. Like, no, this guy can pitch and he can hit.
Rick Ankiel was pretty good. I mean, he was with the Cardinals. He came up as a pitcher and then got the yips, and you know, then didn't play for a couple of years. Then when he did come back, he was an outfielder, and actually he tried to make a comeback last year but got hurt, because he's still throwing over 100 miles an hour, and he's got to be pushing 40 years old. But yeah.
Righty or lefty?
He's lefty.
Oh, he should still be playing.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, and apparently he was playing like in those fantasy camp stuff.
Oh, okay.
And he could still bring it, so then he's like, well, maybe I could just come back. And
yeah.
Or
maybe you could do like come back like later in the season, like what Clemens would do with the Yankees. Yeah, yeah. Just come for a while, like make sure your stuff's good. But I mean, who knows what else Clemens was doing during the year before he'd come back either.
Yeah, who knows? It'd be interesting to see. If he still has that, he had a great curveball, so if he can still pull that off, I think being a lefty, it would be he could still probably be effective. But I don't know. If he can still bring it at 100 miles an hour at that age, that's something.
Yeah. But even if it's just something like where you get, like, play him like you would like the pitchers in Tampa, like, hey, just give me four innings.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, yeah. Get me through four.
Well, and the Cardinals have had enough injuries already at the beginning of the season with their pitching staff that they could use all the help that they can get, because they can't afford to lose anybody else. I think they gave up 16 runs in 12 innings, their starting pitchers against the Reds. And that was probably the highlight of the weekend in baseball, was the altercation between the Reds and
the
Cardinals.
Insane. Yeah,
it's like, and there's a lot of bad blood, but, you know, I don't know if the guy should be suspended for two games. I get, like, instigating a fight at this particular climate with COVID and all that, you can't do that.
Right, yeah. And then, especially because even last year, it's like, hey, guys, don't rush out, all that stuff. And then when it happened, it was a big deal, and
yeah,
it's like you thought we'd be over that. And then I think just like these sometimes, like, I think especially major league ball players, they, like, everyone's got their idiosyncrasies, but they can be kind of prima donnas where it's just like, look, especially, but also it's like, look, if you didn't like that batter, don't take it out on the next guy. I'd be like, if I was coming up, do not take it out on me. Do
no,
not.
You don't
absolutely
do that.
Not. That makes no sense.
But yeah, with that, it was Castellanos for the Reds. He'd hit a home run on the opening day, and he pranced down the first baseline. Which, okay, whatever. I don't believe that he was hit intentionally. The next day, that was, or was it?
But the thing to showboat at the plate, I don't mind that. I think the thing is like, look, I got the best of you
right
when you were trying to get the best of me each time. So don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff.
And then when he got hit, though, it was a rookie pitcher, and it wasn't anything intentional. But he picked then Castellanos went and picked the ball up and was kind of being cute with him.
Right.
And
you want the ball?
Yeah. And doing that kind of stuff. And then whenever he slid into home, I don't believe that Woodford was trying to hurt him. He just fell.
He came up and flexed. Like,
then
that's
he flexed
fair.
In his face.
That's fair. Yeah. That's all fair.
But then you got old school people like Yadier Molina, who's not going to put up with it.
Right. Well, that's what it's up to the officials, the umpires, to be like, hey, don't let this get out of hand. Don't let the crazies take over the nut house.
Yep.
Because they could have squashed it right then and there after the pitch, and they didn't.
Right. Yeah, it was him getting thrown out of the game was probably the right move, but suspending him for a couple of days, I don't really see that. You know, it is what it is, but. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the Astros and the Angels and Angels fans and what they thought about the Astros.
We've been all right up until now, but the air that we breathe is about to run out. We've rehearsed our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lane's a term never applied to us. Without a dime to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here, away from you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stoppa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partner Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
She's a girl dressed in black from another world. Lives and breathes like a girl from another world. She don't know my name. She don't have the time of day.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And it didn't happen last year, but that was only because there was nobody in the stands. And this week, you know, with baseball starting, folks got to be in the stands for the Astros, and lo and behold, it didn't.
They're going to get there. It's like, come hell or high water, I'm going to, when the Astros come to town, I'm going to go see them. I'm going to heckle. I'm going to make a sign. My kids going to make a sign.
Yep. And this is according to ESPN. This is the article that I got pulled up. But apparently there was a gray life-size inflatable garbage can that was heaved over the right field scoreboard and made its way onto Angel Stadium's warning track at the conclusion of Monday's sixth inning. moments later, Jose Altuve was up to bat and a real garbage can landed in almost the exact same place, spilling a handful of plastic bottles as it collided with the dirt and interrupted play once more. The animosity was persistent throughout the course of a four-hour game from the 13,000 fans in attendance and was a continuation of what the Astros experienced in Oakland over the weekend, only this time they didn't win.
Like, I get Oakland. But like the Angels, I mean, I guess just because they can, Angels fans, like they don't have
anything. They don't have anything
there's
else
no,
to do.
There's no link there, but there's no bad blood other than just you cheated. Right. But it's funny, and I appreciate the creativity, and it's like, because that was a big storyline last year.
Yeah.
And believe that there was no fans. It's like, hey, how are the Astros going to react? You know, are they going to get thrown at? You know, all those things. But this year, almost like we forgot about it. And it's like, oh yeah, that happened. Yeah. Like almost even the commentators are like, oh yeah, there's another this or that. Here's another trash can.
Well, everything, there's been so much that's happened since that actually went down that you almost, luckily for them, you did forget about it. But some people don't forget.
Don't forget. Yeah. It's like, if you're probably like, if you're an Oakland fan, if you're a Yankee fan, who else did they beat during that run when they went to
the Dodgers?
If you're a Dodger, yeah. If you're Dodgers, yeah. So if you're some of those teams, it's funny because it's like those are good teams too that you beat. Yeah. So even Oakland too. But for someone like Angels, like I guess like you have nothing better to do. It's like that is fun. I remember we would do that in college. Like, hey, whoever's coming to, we don't care who's playing. Mm-hmm. That poor guy.
He's getting
in right field. He's getting it.
Well, and this is the only thing that I didn't care for was that Astros manager Dusty Baker, his comments. And to be fair, I don't like Dusty Baker to begin with. I never have. Not since his days with the Cubs have I cared for Dusty Baker. Maybe that's the Cardinal Nation in me.
That was always the popular thing. Everyone's like, "Hey, we have this guy." It's like even for Cubs fans, it was just like, you know, we're not exactly any better, or it's like we're just in this stagnant. Just abyss of like.
It feels like baseball. He lived off the laurels of the Giants and how good Barry Bonds was.
Yes,
and I mean he got put into a great situation in Houston. I mean they're a hell
of
a ball team.
It's like, hey, I didn't cheat. I'm just like all he is like I'm just asking these guys to play good, play well. That's all. Like play well, and all this noise will go away. Don't shut up.
He was quoted as saying, "You can tell the amount of hostility and the amount of hatred in the stands." How many in the stands have never done anything wrong in their life? We paid the price for it. How many people have not cheated on a test or whatever at some point in time? I mean, it's easy if you live in glass houses, but I don't think anybody lives in glass houses. He went on to say, "I think that sometimes we need to look at ourselves before you spew hate on somebody else. It's a sad situation for America to me when you hear things. I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands? And some of them are kids that are following their parents. It's sad to me. People make mistakes. We paid for ours, and I wish they'd leave it alone." Okay, that's a
bit much. Yeah, to an extent, I get it. But he's sitting there to try to say, like, it's almost like he's deflecting from what had happened.
Exactly.
And not... I would do it the other way around. It's like, hey, I wasn't here for that. I just tell them to go and play.
Right.
And if they can, if it's tough, and like, you don't want to, if someone's drawing the line, if, you know, going over across the line with, if they're talking about someone's family or their race or something, then yeah.
That's
like,
different.
Yeah. Or throwing, like, I get, like, if you're throwing a trash can, no, don't do that. You know, just try to have a nice time at the ballpark. But I don't want something where someone gets hurt. That's
right.
All.
Yeah. But, you know,
physically hurt.
If you're going to give them the Bronx cheer, then give them the Bronx cheer. And I don't have a problem with that because you earned it. You earned what they're doing to you right now.
Yeah, you earned that piece of metal you got. And you earned,
And so you got to deal with the repercussions. I don't think it's a fair statement for him to say, though, you know, nobody in the stands can say that they're perfect and that they've never made a mistake. We're not talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You clearly cheated on a game.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, there's a. Of course, nobody's perfect, and everybody's made mistakes in their lives. But
And if you're, let's say, if you're like one of those professional bettors, I can only imagine what the kind of money that was lost.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, millions. Easily.
Absolutely. There's so many variables to it, and you know, you always think about situations like Drew Brees, and we got that awful call against us, or no call, I should say.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantees that you're going to be back in that position ever again.
Yeah, that's why.
And somebody like that, you know, what if that's their only chance at a world championship?
Yeah, that's their only chance or things like that. Like even you talk about like greats like even like with Drew Brees or even like Marino, he went to one Super Bowl his second year and that was it.
Yep.
He didn't even sniff another one.
Nope. So there's no guarantees. And the fact that you cheated somebody out of, you know, baseball immortality, extra cash.
It's okay to hold a grudge, people. I mean, you feel like something like that. I bet you Elway is like that too. He was fortunate. He got to go to five.
Yeah.
But he only won two.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing that shouldn't be overlooked. And if fans are going to boo him, they just better be prepared for that. It's going to happen all season long. So just my take on it. Well, let's get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night. Mark Mullins from Bonorama is going to be on with us talking about the Funky Uncles. So we'll step aside, and until then, play Gloria.
More Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.